Hello.
It is now week 45 of the journey to holiness. It is going to be an opportunity for you to now move into your final phase of deliverance. This is an example of how you can lay aside every weight and the sin that really besets you and it keeps you from getting to where you need to be. In this phase, in week 45, the angel of holiness says, proper timing is the bridge to conflict resolution. Think before you act. Actions speak louder than words. Planned action can eliminate negative words. Here is my view of how you can actually deal with proper conflict resolution, which is another way that you can gain strength in your ability to become whole. Very often we become broken by situations of conflict and relationship with others. Well, this week, and in this anchor of holiness, I'm going to call to your attention some very interesting key concepts that's going to be your way to become able to get the proper timing and the proper action when you're dealing with conflict resolution. I found a very interesting component in the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. It may be an all too familiar scripture for you when you're thinking of it as time, but here, very deeply within verses 1st through the 8th verse, is in verse 7, the analogy of how you and I can use proper concept and proper timing and conflict resolution and how we can manage our words so that we become greater. And if in fact, when we should do it. Well, let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Here Solomon gives, as it were, in this point, he gave 14 pairs of opposites. Among these pairs, located there in verse 7, is the concept of proper timing for conflict resolution. In fact, as you get through verse 1 through 8, I want when you get to verse 7 to really look at it because it says, a time to rend and a time to sow. And here's the key point. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. I would issue to you this critical pivotal point that gives to you that there is something that you and I need to do as it relates to proper timing in a bridging conflict resolution. Interestingly enough, it is not so much the conflict that is the problem, it is how and when we deal with the conflict. Sometimes when our emotions are flaring, we begin to do self-projection. We want to place ourselves as the victim, or we want to make sure that we are winners in each case. But here in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 7, it says to us that there is, in fact, a time to speak and a time to keep silent. Now, one of the most important things that I'd like for you to learn as you get into your final trek of becoming whole is to actually determine how well you can plan your actions. Sometimes it is not so much that you are in error, it is that it is improperly timed. Your actions, if you're thinking before you speak, brings to you a bigger advantage than if you act on what you're feeling. Because chances are, your actions always speak louder than words. And then if you have planned action, then you can eliminate the negative words. Says to you and me that we've got to get to a point where once we think before we speak again, it's going to make a difference. It is timing. There is a time to speak and a time to keep silence. When you master these particular timing elements, you're going to be more than effective in dealing with conflict resolution. What generally brings about conflict? Well, the answer to that question is that usually conflict arrives whenever there is a difference of opinion. what this should be. No surprise here, because God has made us all very different, and we all have another set of experiences and unique opportunities to have experienced life. So invariably, and because of this, we are going to have different opinions and different views. And sometimes when these conflicts become too prevalent, we don't always know how to manage them. And so into this week's Anchor of Holiness, I'm going to suggest to you that as it states in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7, that you think about timing. The same comment that you would like to make in a heated time will come off much less effective than if you made those comments in a calm time. You know, it kind of reminds me of Jesus, when he was there in the Garden of Eden. He was so distraught by what Adam had done that the Bible said he waited until the cool of the day. And I always take that as an example for me to know that just because an issue is very critical doesn't mean that it provides a critical time to deal with it. Sometimes by going away, thinking about what you want to say, evaluating the impact of that conflict, and evaluating the impact of that, sometimes gives you a better view of what you really want to say. And so I'm suggesting to you here that you spend time looking at how you are dealing with conflict resolution. It may very well be that it is your timing. Timing is going to make a difference between the success and the failure of your having your conflict. It is also going to be different when you think about the time. It gives you an opportunity to fairly assess your concern and fairly assess the other person's concern. The key word here is resolution. You may not ever get to the point of changing a person's view to be completely like yours, and then I caution you if that's going to be your goal. What I suggest to you here is that you want to come to a point of resolution. You want to resolve and peaceably go away with what the Bible says, follow peace with all men. And the key here is that peace does not always mean perfect agreement. Sometimes it means loyal dissent. It may just simply mean, for the sake of loyalty, you're going to defer your opinion or defer your view for the sake of coming to a point of resolution. And that doesn't always mean that you're losing. It simply means that sometimes by not providing an opportunity for adversarial relationships, you really have won. So here, as you study Ecclesiastes chapter 3, looking at verses 1 through 8, it's going to be very important that you understand that timing is everything. So what you want to do in the section of Take a Hike, you want to take a moment to lay aside everything that might be hindering you in your race toward perfection and your race toward wholeness. Timing is everything. So I'm going to submit to you a couple of steps that I'd like for you to do, and I'd like for you to work on as you consider how to become whole through learning to use proper timing. The first thing I'd like for you to do is to think about whether it is absolutely necessary to deal with it at that time. What happens is when you answer this question, you're going to actually determine within yourself whether it is something that can be held onto for a later and proper time, or if it's something that you feel that you must deal with, then you're going to have to determine whether that timing is without obstruction. The next thing I'd like for you to do as you begin to look at how you resolve conflict and proper timing is your view equally as understood as the other person's view. In other words, have you taken an opportunity to understand the other person's perspective before you develop a conflicting attitude about your position? When you've had an opportunity to honestly assess it to see whether you understand the other person's view, sometimes clearer understanding can actually get rid of those conflicts and in itself become the bridge to resolution. And then finally, I'd like for you to begin to think about, if you were to deal with the situation now, will that hinder later? It's going to be very important that you take time to plan your reaction. And when you plan your reaction, if the feeling remains the same, it won't necessarily be encumbered if you choose to wait until later. Because the goal here, again, is resolution. It doesn't always have to happen right now. We have to remember verse 7 of the third chapter of Ecclesiastes says that there is a time to keep silent and there is a time to speak. So it doesn't say that you have to board your thoughts or board your interest. It just simply says that there is a time to do it. So assess whether now will be any less effective than later. And so as you get through this walk and as you get through the point of conflict resolution, understanding the perfect timing is going to be important. Your timing is going to eliminate negativity. It's going to eliminate the opportunity for the enemy or Satan to come in and to distract you from the real issues at hand. Remember, no two people are the same, and you want to give others the latitude to disagree without your being disagreeable. And so as you cross this bridge now to week 45 of the process of becoming whole, think about it. Timing is everything.